When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax this Sunday with a little moment to yourself and the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
I am the ferryman. The human spirit is my business. Their madness, their passion. The wonderful and monstrous ways they burn out their brief candle.
And military force, I regret to tell you that very many American lives have been lost.
He's right.
Was heard to shout from the car, "He's dead." Whether he referred to President Kennedy or not is not yet known.
In 3 or 4 hours, people must get up and
visual identification.
Just as all they had a full night's rest.
Started
free from the rule of.
I am here in the in between to collect their spirits and carry them to what comes next. This road is not on any map. It spans the thresholds between their most forbidden desires and their greatest fear. All I ask for in payment is a tale, an accounting of their lives in the great temporary that is the land of the living. These are their stories. This is the passage. Jonestown, Guyana, November 18th, 1978. Death has a scent. Yeah, it's not the spoil of decomposing flesh. That comes later. First, death smells like scorched earth and salt air and the steam rising off the tarmac at the Port Katuma airstrip after a tropical storm. You can smell it here, mingling with the sweet and musky scent of orchids. Yeah, you can hear death too. Under the buzz of busy pollinators. I have been very busy here, tending to the lost souls after their massacre. Hundreds of lost souls all crying out together. The people's temple was here, after being chased from its country of origin, A grand experiment gone horribly awry. Such is the case with cults of men. The temple buildings still stand. The people do not. What made them human was their need to belong, to be a part of something that transcended themselves. Across human history, this is a requirement for survival. Rites of passage prepare the human spirit for their place in the universe. These are painful, humiliating, and violent, as the old persona is literally destroyed to make way for the new. In these waning days of the 20th century, there's no such rites of passage. Ceremonies no longer hold transformative power. So in this time, Americans have begun to ask themselves, to what do I belong? It is a question born of separation. It is a question that incites madness. America, after all, is a nation of immigrants. People displaced from their past and continually searching for their renewed sense of belonging. Yeah, a family, a country, a political party, a circus, or in this case, a church. To what do I belong? They ask. Their religions are failing them. Their rituals replaced only by a great drive to consume. But consumption cannot sate the soul, and so they continue the search, ever more frantic, many falling for the schemes of the likes of the man we meet today, Jim Jones. Another American opportunist who saw the great question being asked. Who sensed the great hunger for meaning at the hollow core of American life, and who sought to fill it with himself? Thousands of followers flocked to him, mesmerized by his displays of mind reading and faith healing and finding great meaning in his words. A new something to belong to. Yeah, they followed that something to hear, to the salt air, and the orchids of Guyana, to Jonestown. Despite his humanitarian preachings, he controlled his followers by humiliation and beatings and blackmailing and brainwashing. Here, he had total autonomy, and moments ago, in a violent fit of pique, Jim destroyed what he built, as well as all those who helped him build it, including the innocent children who arrived here through no choice of their own. Yeah, here he sits. At the front gate, his gradient-tinted sunglasses bent and broken from his own bullet. Somehow oblivious to the stench of death and the wailing of almost 1,000 lost souls.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up! and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, for product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
I'll be damned. Never thought my old ass would grace the seat of a Cadillac again. I can't thank you enough for the ride out of this damn place. You wouldn't believe the last few days. Can't leave well enough alone. Those greedy American bastards. Everything we stood for. Our whole rainbow family. The whole damn thing went right out the window, quick as you please, and all it took was a note. Ever seen a city burn because of a scrap of paper? Sounds biblical, don't it?
Yeah, it's time to go.
Head's killing me. Marcy might be onto something about laying off the pills. She called for the car, I'm sure. She's a good woman, despite her flaws.
She did not call. You did.
Oh, hell. I did, didn't I?
Yep.
Well, of course. I mean, no one else would even think to call a car. The girls had too much on their plates, now that I think about it. Of course I called. Loyal. My family's so damn loyal, but dumb as posts, half of them. No, mine. The good book says to love them all the same. Everyone has their uses in the end, you know. And what we've all accomplished, all of us, our commitment, our ambition, our truth, it is going to change everything. The whole world will see. Soon enough, what we had to do, that we wouldn't just lay down and let the enemy steal our lives from us, break us down. They thought they had us, but we showed them. This day is gonna be legendary. I am gonna be a legend. They didn't think we had the courage. I tell you, brother, a revolution don't come cheap, but when you are dealing with the very salvation of everything you hold in your heart, money's no object at all. No object at all. We built a town out of nothing, you know. In the middle of a jungle. That's damn hard work. Real, brutal stuff. Took a lot of hands and a lot of capital. Ain't no way around it. This day and age, you gotta buy your freedom from the chains of the system, and we did it twice. There's preachers all over America singing about being shepherds. Telling the children to love God and put their faith in something intangible and a million miles away. But I put in the work. I gave them truth and glory. Crossed that whole ugly nation. from sea to shining sea, spreading my good word. Worth more than a goddamn Bible, I'll tell you. You think you could turn on the air conditioning, friend? The jungle seems to have joined us in the cab. I'll be honest with you, my brother. A lot of folks didn't like what I had to say. But the good ones, the clever ones, they saw I had the right idea. And they spread the word like dandelions on the wind. I called and they followed. Together we built from this soil a paradise on earth. It was better than Eden. A father loves his family and sees the value in them. Even if they stray from time to time, they just gotta know enough to be led to the promised land. They find their station in life and do as they're told. And then, it's all golden. They're worth something. And then, you have them for life. Good little soldiers, primed up and ready to march as soon as you give them the word.
I'm here.
You should have seen them. How they all stood there that first night. Seems like forever ago. We were all there, in the church, sipping wine from our first harvest grapes. A real treat. Them thinking they did such a good job for their father. We talked a lot about confrontation in those days, about Russia, about Cuba, all the places we could go to be free, about war. America, always chomping at the bit for war. But I assured them all, we were safe. Dad would keep them safe. And we would stay united against every enemy. United in love and revolution. All smiles and nods and amens. Then I told them they were drinking cyanide in their wine. That's how you know. That's how you separate the wheat from the chaff. You can't have a real revolution without conviction. You can't know you've got real soldiers on the front lines or cowards afraid to die for what they believe in until you put them to the test. They can sing praises all day long, but I had to know. I had to know who I could trust. Who really was a good soldier, ready for the revolution, ready to lay down their life for the cause. We did it over and over. White Knight Communions. That's what we started calling them. That first night, there was all this screaming and yelling and running, but not from everyone. Wheat from the chaff, indeed. Some of my flock, they strong-armed the others into sitting down and shutting the hell up. Anything for the cause. And when the panic died down and the faithful were waiting for me, I told them it was just fine. It was fine. No poison at all. It was just a test of faith. A show of devotion. And I'll have you know, some of those little scavengers... We're goddamn embarrassed about the drama.
Drama.
Why, yes, drama. No need for all that fussing. We are revolutionaries. We are brave. Better than the blind, frightened dogs out there in that cesspit, believing the lie that is the American dream. We take a drink and maybe we're martyrs. Or maybe we're just tasting a little of the good stuff. God's reward for hard work and tending good soil. A reward either way for real faith. Christ-level faith. Say, brother, was that silver ice bucket there a minute ago? And this bottle? Smells of... artificial grape? bitter almonds.
Yeah, go ahead, Jim. Drink.
I don't need a sip of that, my friend. I'm here now. I played my part. I guided my flock home, like I promised. No, you don't need to say it. I can tell. Guided them to slaughter. That's what you're thinking. It's stifling back here, brother. Have mercy and hit the AC. I never would have had to do what I had to do if it weren't for that damn senator. If Leo Ryan would have stayed in California, if he'd kept those goddamn wolves from coming back to break apart our family, we'd be singing around campfires and feeding hungry people. We'd be playing with our babies, harvesting vegetables, and healing our elders. I didn't know we had so many traitors in our midst. Turncoats, sneaky little rats. Not content with everything I've given. A whole new world, and they still had to write their lies down and beg and bleat at that damn government goon and their slack-jaw family members. Journalists, with their cameras and their recorders, finding all the worst and building a narrative. They wanted a spectacle. They wanted it. They wanted to end it all. Don't you see? I couldn't let them take everything from us. I couldn't let them destroy our family, rip up the people's temple and everything we stood for. The family knew it. My soldiers knew it. Lord, I didn't force them, didn't tell them what to do, but they knew. They followed those little liars back to the airstrip and they gunned them down like the pigs they were. Just ready for the, what did you say? Slaughter. I wasn't there. Oh no, I wasn't there. I didn't need to be. It had to be done to save us, but it wasn't enough to save us. If you want me to be honest? I always knew it would come to pass. And God damn it, I've just been so tired. So tired of this life, of this responsibility. It's getting too hot. It's too damn hot in here for all this. My goddamn head. I'm in agony back here, friend. This ain't the Middle Ages, you know. Are we going the right way? All right, look, you need to understand something. I knew the minute Leo Ryan's brains blew out of his skull, we'd all be dead, one way or the other. Look, dead at the hands of the United States of America. You see, they'd bomb us. Have you heard of Fred Hampton? Martin Luther King? Tulsa? The Trail of Tears? America hasn't ever given a second thought to killing. Just like Rome of old. Those feeble old men in Washington want nothing more than to murder the poor, to take our sons, feed them to the war machines. They were going to steal the babies, blast us into oblivion, label us terrorists. But we aren't terrorists. We're the ones being terrorized, broken down by the evils of capitalism. We alone stood up against Goliath, and at the end of the day, damn it, it wasn't enough. It had to be done. People play games, friend. What can I do about liars? I beg them to just please leave us, but no. There was no other way out for my brothers and sisters. No. No. They made damn sure that we did not let our lives be taken. We laid them down gladly in protest to every damn thing we fought against in this world. One last white night. The final test of love and loyalty, of our ability to do great things together. It was just too damn late for Russia, too late for Cuba, too late for anything but our defiance. truly for anything except revolutionary suicide, to keep our babies out of the monster's jaws, to die free and with our hearts full, not shot down by the state like common criminals. God, where are you taking me? I should be rewarded for my love, for my commitment, my conviction. I am not a coward. I am a father. Stronger than those bureaucrats and those... I who love so, so deeply. My God understands what I have done. My God will welcome me in. Those people came to me for love, for acceptance, and I alone took them in. I provided them with love. I accepted them. When this evil, horrible world showed them only hatred and judgment, I loved them. And now my God will take me in, because my God loves me. Are you lost? This isn't right. What road are we on? It's too much. And that smell, the sweetness is sickening. We did have to get a little more forceful with some of our brethren than I would have wanted. Didn't have to be like that. Brother, please understand. I wanted us all to go easy, peaceful, to accept a future, our revolution together, painless. Only it was like the first time, that first night, and some people tried to run. I couldn't have that. Have them making everything a damn mess. Babies crying, women screaming. No, he was all wrong. Not my plan at all. But I couldn't keep on with it anymore. Senator Leo Ryan, I couldn't take any more of that chaos. Knowing all hell would be loose soon enough. So yes, some of them we had to remove. They were running from the truth. And it was too late for them, for all of us. We go together. They've always known that. And I just got no sympathy left for the runners. None after all I had to do to fix every damn thing for them. Brother, I feel like I'm gonna suffocate. My head is pounding. God, my eyes are burning. My mouth is an oven.
Drink.
I done told you I've had quite enough to drink. And I...
You haven't had a drop.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you gonna try and slip away while the rest rot for your lie?
No.
You always saw what you wanted to see. You aren't walking away from here, Jim.
I didn't...
What good is... revolution without its martyr.
Oh, hell. I was gonna go my own way. I'm a good father, goddammit. I didn't need no damn gun in my face. Ow! Not me. Everything we are because of me. And you think... I was gonna drink. I was gonna join my beautiful rainbow family. It seemed to me that death was a million times more preferable than another day in that life. I told them to. I laid my life down. Sweet heaven, I laid my life down.
Who are you trying to convince? A liar to the very end.
Won't you be quiet? If you'll just be quiet. I was going to lay my life down.
You're holding the bottle. Drink from it.
I would have run if I could have. I was so damn tired of it all. Oh, all the chicanery, all the pageantry, days without sleep. None of it ever mattered at all. I was so tired. I just don't want the burden of their lives on me anymore. God damn it. That's it. Isn't it?
Drink, Jim.
Is that what you're all waiting for? Is that what you're all waiting for? Oh. I see.
Seems, this is your stop.
Well. Goddamn. I'll drink to that.
Took for Jim Jones to see what he really was the great mirror of his own death. A coward's death, yeah. Not the one he had meted out so bravely while still in control of the final thrashings of the People's Temple. A silver tongue, sharp and meticulous, gone on to hell. His portal, a bottle that he would not drink from in life. A little grape-flavored aid, a little cyanide, and one last prayer to send him on his passage.
The Passage stars Dan Fogler as the ferryman. This episode features Scott Poitras as Jim Jones. Written by E.M. Westover, with additional writing by Dan Bush and Nicholas Tikoski. Our executive producers are Nicholas Tikoski, Matthew Frederick, and Alexander Williams. First assistant director, script supervisor, and production coordinator, Sarah Klein. Music by Ben Lovett. Additional music by Alexander Rodriguez. Casting by Sunday Bowling Kennedy and Meg Mormon. Editing and sound design by Dan Bush. Dialogue editing and sound mixing by Juan Campos. Additional sound editing by Racket Sound. Our supervising producer is Josh Thane, created by Dan Bush and Nicholas Tikoski. Produced by Dan Bush, The Passage is a production of iHeartRadio and Psychopia Pictures.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.